Soldiers like their smokes and their chew. At Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord, 35% of soldiers use tobacco, just slightly higher than the average for the entire Army. Sergeant First Class Andrew Porch started smoking in his early teens. He doesn't smoke regularly now, but does it enough to know where the best covered smoking gazebo is at JBLM.
There's another one on the other side of the building, right near a trash can, so probably more people probably prefer to come here than head to by the dumpster in the rain and smoke a cigarette.
There are many cessation programs for soldiers who want to quit tobacco, but Master Sergeant Raheem Ramsey says cigarettes are a big part of Army culture.
The smoke break is one of the most valued things amongst soldiers whenever they have some time to themselves. So when you're out in the field, in the woods, or you're deployed, you know, there's very little you can do other than work, eat, sleep, work out, and smoke.
Ramsey has been in the military for nearly two decades. He started smoking when he was in his early 20s, but quit using cigarettes after he ruptured his Achilles tendon in 2012. Surgeons wouldn't operate until he quit.
Gave me this long, drawn-out explanation of how my foot was going to fall off, but it worked. It was enough to get me to quit, and I quit that day.
Army leaders hope more soldiers find a way to quit. The newly released report says tobacco makes soldiers more likely to get sick or injured and costs the Department of Defense about $500 million a year in medical care. Colonel Deidre Tahan with the Office of the Army Surgeon General says it also hampers troops' ability to do their jobs.
Decreased night vision, it decreases your endurance, it decreases the performance, it actually provides a smell that actually provides easier to identify you in a field setting.
Tahan is also concerned about another habit that's not addressed directly in the report, but she says is a growing problem in the Army, vaping. That's when they puff on electronic devices that emit vapor instead of smoke. Scientists haven't yet determined whether vaping is safer than smoking, and Tahan says there are a lot of misperceptions about it among soldiers.
The perception is it is safer. The reality is it is still a tobacco product, and some of the things being put in those products actually have been associated with some much more severe disease like popcorn lung disease.
Tahan anticipates that the Army will need to create a campaign to educate soldiers who believe vaping is a safer option, but says right now the Defense Department is still trying to gauge just how many troops do it.
There will be a report coming out soon that actually adds how many of our soldiers are using e-cigarettes and vaping. That report should be coming out in the next couple months.
But Ramsey, the intelligence officer at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, is convinced that vaping is here to stay. Though he quit smoking before his foot surgery, he now vapes. In fact, as he gets ready to retire from the military, he's already opened his own vape shop. And though it likely would chagrin Army health officials, Ramsey says a lot of his customers are his fellow soldiers. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.